I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I would say it's pretty unlikely.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, at age 42, indicates he's not ready to retire and will play again in the next National Football League season. But Brady and the defending Super Bowl champions are finished for this season after a rare playoff defeat at home. The Tennessee Titans were 20-13 winners.
It's a results business, and it's about winning and losing, and the more things you do right and well, better chance you have the win. And we just didn't do enough things right.
Brady will become a free agent at the end of the current season after spending 20 years with the Patriots. After the game, head coach Bill Belichick refused to discuss the possibility of the club offering a new contract to Brady.
Right now, we just finished the game, so we're focused on this game, okay?
Brady is thankful to have had such a long run at New England and win 6 Super Bowl titles.
There's nobody who's had a better career, I would say, than me, just being with them. So I'm very blessed, and I don't know what the future looks like, and I'm not going to predict it.
Also winning on the road were the Seattle Seahawks, 17-9 winners over the Philadelphia Eagles. Seattle coach Pete Carroll was happy with running back Marshawn Lynch, who was brought back to the team for the final regular season game and playoffs. He last scored a touchdown for Seattle 4 years ago. He scored a crucial touchdown against the Eagles, and Coach Carroll is looking for more out of the man known as Beast Mode.
Marshawn will play more. He's going to play more this week, and he's ready to, and he's had enough time with us, and he feels confident about what he's doing and the plan, and we can get him in and out of there, and he feels great. He's doing fine, so I don't know if it's a plan. Like, they have great wisdom. I don't know. We were taking this one day at a time, and it's been nothing but positive. And give all the credit to Marshawn for the way he's attacked this thing. He's really gone for it. He's doing everything you guys would hope, and our fans would hope he would do. He's trying to be everything in all aspects of it.
The Houston Texans held on at home in overtime to beat the Buffalo Bills 22-19. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is ready to take his team to Kansas City and play the Chiefs.
You know, this team is a very resilient team. I think that, these guys really understand the opportunity in front of them, and they understand what it's going to take, in Arrowhead Stadium against a great football team. We feel like we have a good football team. We feel like if we have a good week of practice that we go up there, we'll be in a very competitive ball game. But I think these guys are very appreciative of the opportunity, and they're going to do everything they can to try to take advantage of it.
O'Brien is amazed by his quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
I think that when you get kicked in the eye and you still are able to complete a touchdown pass, I'm not sure that you can surpass that.
He says winning is the result of the entire team doing its job.
It's all about the players. It's a players league. Players make plays. Coaches guide. Try to put them in the best position to make plays, and then the players have to go out there and do it. And coaching's important. Like, don't get me wrong, but players making plays like that, that's kind of what it's all about.
Not getting the job done at home in New Orleans were the Saints.
It was a fairly low-scoring, tight game throughout, and they made more plays than we did.
New Orleans coach Sean Payton and his team suffered a tough 26-20 loss in overtime to the visiting Minnesota Vikings.
You tip your hats to Minnesota that they deserve to win, and it's always difficult when it happens in the playoffs. You know there's no follow-up game.
Minnesota coach Mike Zimmer is hoping his experienced veterans do well in their follow-up game against the San Francisco 49ers.
A lot of the guys that are here were here before, and so I feel like they're a veteran team. They understand. We actually had a couple guys saying, hey, calm down in the locker room. We got to get ready to go play again. So I'm hopeful that it's like that.
Quarterback Kirk Cousins led an overtime winning drive that featured his only touchdown pass of the game to Kyle Rudolph. Rather than silencing his critics, Cousins went for the team approach.
I'm just thrilled we won a playoff game. I just do my part. We won the game today because we played great defense. We got a turnover. We had good special teams. We had great play calling. We had a great plan. We protected. We ran the football. We probably had 35, 40 rushing attempts. There's a whole lot of reasons we won the game. Does the quarterback play a role in that? Yes, but it was a team win.
Now for the Vikings, a quick turnaround before facing San Francisco.
You know, it's similar to playing a Monday night game, and then you got to get ready for a Sunday game. Obviously, we're going out to the West Coast, so that'll be a little bit different, but hey, it's playoff time. You know, it's big boy football now.
The biggest of the big boys in the NFL's 100th season will face off in Super Bowl 54, February 2nd in Miami. The championship of U.S. college football is just days away as the hype continues to build around top-ranked Louisiana State and defending national champion Clemson. It's a clash of two undefeated teams, both known as the Tigers, as LSU coach Ed Orgeron is trying to keep the atmosphere grounded.
I said every week they work towards this goal, and now is our time to play our best football. The only way we play our best football is focus on the fundamentals and the task at hand on a daily process. We can't make this game bigger than life. Obviously, it is a big game. We all know that goal, but it's about playing LSU standard performance, and that's all it's going to be. We're not going to make it bigger than life.
Coach O, as he's known, has Joe Burrow, a senior quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy as the best player in college football this season. But Coach O is looking hard at Clemson's sophomore quarterback, who ran past a tough Ohio State team in the semifinals.
Trevor Lawrence, the way I thought he took the game in his hand, but he made some big plays on that quarterback draw, and the runs he makes. They're their winners. I think it's 29 games in a row on defense. They're fast. It's going to be a challenge. It'll be a good challenge.
Trevor Lawrence says carrying the ball has been an increasingly larger part of his game.
I've always known I can run a little bit, but I think that's something I've really gotten better at and I've improved at since last year, was just, you know, being able to impact the game a little bit more that way.
His big advantage is having led Clemson to last year's national title as an undefeated freshman.
I've been there before, so it's not as, you know, I know what to expect more, but it's, you know, it's a different place, it's a different team. We're a different team, so everything's different, but just having that experience of playing the national championship definitely is something that, you know, you take a little comfort in, just knowing that you've been there, kind of know what to expect.
Clemson remains undefeated and also unchanged. Lawrence says the team's approach to each game.
Obviously, we're playing really good teams now, and it doesn't change anything for us, so we still prepare the same way, and I think that's the biggest thing is just staying consistent and doing what we've done. And just because we're playing someone else doesn't mean we need to change.
He says Clemson's senior players have the chance to accomplish something very rare in college football.
All the ones that we've won, these seniors have been there for, so really special for them if we win this game to go out. Three national championships is, you know, it's pretty unique.
The Tigers play the Tigers in New Orleans, Louisiana, January 13th. Host Australia is having a great start to the inaugural ATP Cup, a team tennis event featuring 24 national teams in six groups with matches in Brisbane, Perth, and Sydney. Bolstered by a raucous Aussie crowd, Nick Kyrgios gave the host country a perfect 3-0 round-robin record with a 7-6, 6-7, 7-6 win over world number 6 Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece.
I served really well and good in big moments, but the atmosphere was awesome, and I'm just glad that, you know, we carried some momentum going to Sydney. You know, it could have been easy to take the foot off the gas today, and I thought both the Greeks, you know, showed up, and I think they really wanted to win this title.
Tsitsipas had difficulty with a barrage of forehands, delicate drop shots, and serves.
My return of serve was poor. It's difficult to return Nick's serve. He has a very complex, very difficult toss to read, so that was something that I had to work my way through and get to understand a little bit, get to pick a side sometimes. But match was pretty good.
And he brushed off a racket-smashing tantrum that resulted in grazing the elbow of his father, who was coaching courtside, and prompted his mother to come out of the stands and scold him.
It was fine. It happened accidentally. I didn't mean to do it, and we straight away forgot about it, moved on from there. It happens. I wasn't aiming to do that, so It just went out of control, unfortunately.
Kyrgios was impressed by the number of Greek fans in attendance.
It was awesome tonight. I knew that there was going to be a lot of Greek fans, especially getting behind the team. But, I mean, I thought they were... I mean, they were loud at some... Maybe not the best times, but I thought they were a massive part of the atmosphere. It was pretty cool.
Kyrgios likes the new tournament, possibly with a minor tweak.
I think it's a great event. The one thing I would maybe change or have an opinion on was the, like, being able to just choose who can play freely every day. I think that's probably the main thing. And tennis is about matchups, and I think, honestly, John matches up against some players better than I do, and, you know, vice versa, so... I think that's probably the only change that I could see moving forward.
German Alexander Zverev is also a fan, even though his play has been less than stellar.
It hasn't been the best for me, but it's fun. It's a new event. I like team competitions. I think it's the first year. I think it's still going to improve every year that we will have it.
Rafael Nadal led Spain to a 3-0 win over Uruguay.
Every single match is important, and every victory helps, and every minute on court that allows you to increase the level and to improve things helps for increase the level in general.
Novak Djokovic is impressed how many people came to Australia to cheer for Serbia.
You saw the atmosphere, it was phenomenal. Serbian people, I mean, I didn't expect, to be honest, so many of them staying all the way through and basically being on a Christmas day with us post-midnight, which is amazing. We want to thank them. And for me, it was a great day in the office, singles and doubles. Very important for us because we would qualify. We qualified as the best team in the group, secured our spot in Sydney in quarters, and we know that we're going to play on Friday. So it's great to have, you know, kind of clear schedule in front of us, and so we can adjust the next days.
Host Australia has clear momentum on home soil as it plays the opening quarterfinal against Great Britain in the knockout round in Sydney. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.